Listener Production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. The referendum question to be put to Aussie voters later this year on the Voice to Parliament has been unveiled by the Prime Minister. The proposed wording has been approved by Federal Cabinet with legislation to be introduced next week. Minister for Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney, says it's a truly historic day.
Today we take a big step forward on the long journey to constitutional recognition through voice. Recognising Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the Constitution will be a simple but powerful act. It will move Australia forward for everyone.
The question reads, a proposed law to alter the Constitution to recognise the First Peoples of Australia by establishing an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice. Do you approve this proposed alteration? Opposition leader Peter Dutton is calling for more detail. He wants the Prime Minister to answer key questions before he supports it.
If you're proposing a very significant change to our founding document, how will it deliver practical outcomes for Indigenous Australians? And if he can't provide that detail, then he needs to explain why.
A man's been remanded in custody after facing court over an alleged stabbing outside a Perth pub. Police say a 52-year-old man was wounded yesterday after a verbal altercation. The accused man will face court again next month. A shark bite incident near Karratha is still under investigation. A man aged in his 30s is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries in hospital after being attacked last night off Delta Island. To sport, Victoria was 7 for 181 a short time ago on day one of the Sheffield Shield final against WA at the Wacker. In footy, the AFL Appeals Board is hearing Adelaide's challenge against Shane McAdam's 3-match ban for a heavy bump. And the teams are in round two of the AFL. West Coast has named Elijah Hewitt in its extended squad for his potential debut, while Jack Petrocelli has been dropped. Fremantle has named Michael Walters to possibly return from injury. The Cats and the Blues are currently in action.